Imagine being unable to say, I am hungry, I am in pain, thank you or I love you. Being trapped inside your body, a body that doesn't respond to commands. Surrounded by people, yet utterly alone, wishing you could reach out, to connect, to comfort, to participate. For 13 long years, that was my reality. Most of us never think twice about talking, about communicating. I've thought a lot about it. I've had a lot of time to think. For the first 12 years of my life, I was a normal, happy, healthy little boy. Then everything changed. I contracted a brain infection. The doctors weren't sure what it was, but they treated me the best they could. However, I progressively got worse. Eventually, I lost my ability to control my movements, make eye contact, and, finally, my ability to speak. While in hospital, I desperately wanted to go home. I said to my mother, when, home. Those were the last words I ever spoke with my own voice. I would eventually fail every test for mental awareness. My parents were told I was as good as not there, a vegetable, having the intelligence of a 3-month-old baby. They were told to take me home and try to keep me comfortable until I died. My parents, in fact my entire family's lives, became consumed by taking care of me the best they knew how. Their friends drifted away. 1 year turned to 2. 2 turned to 3. It seemed like the person I once was began to disappear. The Lego blocks and electronic circuits I'd loved as a boy were put away. I had been moved out of my bedroom into another more practical one. I had become a ghost, a faded memory of a boy people once knew and loved.